following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
You can
make it! I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong
going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
A Monday Night Football classic. Four-man rush. Brady throws end zone. Intercepted. Panthers win.
Oh, no,
a penalty marker. We have a penalty flag, and the Patriots are clapping.
Nope. They pulled it up. Pick the flag up, ref. Pick it up.
Foul on the play.
The Carolina Panthers have beaten the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football.
Pick the flag up, referee. Pick it on up.
Unbelievable theater. The bandwagon had a flat tire. There was coolant leaking from the radiator, but it got to the house. Woo! Carolina 24, Patriots 20.
Man, I listen to some of these guys and I go, how much are they paying you, dude? Really?
I know. You know what? They say it's not as easy as you think it is. And you know what? Neither is, you know, plumbing a toilet. But that doesn't mean that, you know, a bad plumber is somebody you want in your house. I could do it.
Well, I could definitely do play-by-play, but I think me doing play-by-play and having you do color.
That would be great.
Yeah, we need to just watch a game and do that sometime and then put it on the podcast.
That would be fine. I've already warned my son that if he's going to videotape me and try to say something funny while I'm watching the football game, to warn me first, at least I'll wear a pair of pants. So nobody needs to see that.
Well, I am Tom, he's John, and this is the Bang Radio Hour number 235. Thanks a lot, Tilliard.
Josh Freeman.
Oh.
Josh Freeman. Oh.
The young lad was late today, so I have spoken with him, and I have now determined that with the time change, I can start hassling him directly at noon. So that means lunchtime. I know what I'll be doing next Monday.
Well, hey, John, I know you're listening. John Tilliard.
Oh, thank you.
Next week's show is 236, so you have until next week to get that done. So go ahead and do it now.
Well, he might be wanting to be topical, Tom. You know, there might be something that happens every week, and he might want to be topical.
Yes, now that he's doing his own segment.
Right now, John, remember, show 236 is the second anniversary of show 118. It's very important.
Oh, that's right.
All right, coming up here, Ray Lewis is on the defense. He always has been. Dust NATO, the NFC
Duff
least.
NATO?
Yes, Dust NATO, the NFC least, and Wrangler versus Bully.
Duff NATO.
Dust NATO. Yeah.
Duff NATO. You know, even while I, dude, this is all audio, I'm still putting my hands on my hips and thrusting my dick out while I say that. Can't help it. Duff NATO. Try it. You can't do it. You cannot do it. If you're driving, try it. You'll hit yourself on the steering wheel.
Yeah, what a great game, man. And I'm so sick of hearing about the non-call at the end of it.
Hey, man, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. You can say that it's uncatchable because it's dying down at the bottom of the end zone. But part of the reason that it's uncatchable is that Keekly, however you want to say his name, has him in a bear hug and is pushing him towards the goalposts.
Okay, fine.
I think that the referee should have had the balls to leave the flag that he threw rightfully on the ground.
I don't really care either way. I'm just sick of hearing about it. Oh, my God. Like you're going to change anything. Move on. Well, it's over. It's done. It's gone. And history will not show anything except that the game ended.
Well, and you know, Patriots fans have benefited from that particular fact for the last, 12 years. But, hey, I don't want to say anything's tainted or anything. But hey, you know, here's the thing. Things do change. And you know when they change? When Tom Brady complains. And Tom Brady was complaining coming off the field, Tom. He was bitching up a storm.
Dropping the F-bomb and everything. That you know, pretty boy. Prince Charming himself dropping the F-bomb.
You know he's got to drop the F-bomb out there. He's got a bunch of kids around him. He's got to scare him. So, yeah, you know, he's right. But at least have the balls to say bullshit. Don't just stop the word with bull. Bull doesn't sound quite right. Bull is what John Tilliard's sister almost hit him in.
I thought he actually said it.
He said fucking bull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he pushed out at the end. At least he didn't say, what the heck was that?
Oh, you know, speaking of Brady, before the game, they were doing a segment on him, and he was going to, he had an interview with Mike Tirico, Tom Brady did. And Stuart Scott was going to, he's introducing, you know, the interview, and of course he's talking about Brady beforehand, you know, how the season started and how he's done the last week, and then he says, you know, and then here's the interview with Mike Tirico. But listen, man, Stuart Scott's a weird dude. He's just a weird dude, John.
It's the chemo, man. Look at him. He is Simpsons yellow now. Right?
Yeah.
Look at the color of him now. He is Simpsons yellow. And I hate to notice color all the time, but I'm a goddamn graphics person. Color is what I see in everything I look at. Not just people. But he is. He is Simpsons yellow.
Well, here, listen to him.
He's been sacked on 7% of his dropbacks, his highest rate since 2001. But, yo, in his last game, dude exploded. What? Season highs of 432 yards passing, 4 touchdown passes. Patriots have won 5 straight on Monday. All that gets you icon status, a supermodel wife, and an interview with super male model Mike Tirico. Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
God.
Yeah, right there at the end, listen.
Super male model Mike Tirico. Yeah.
Wait, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah for snizzle Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
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 That sounds like him exploding all over Mike Tirico.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, in his last game, dude exploded.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, Tirico, what kind of lingerie are you wearing tonight?
Tonight.
I've got on a pair of black... God damn it, I got on a pair of black fishnets and a hot little teddy. Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tom? Oh, he throws for the incompletion.
Brady throws for the incompletion.
Yeah.
Jesus. What goes on over there at ESPN, man?
I don't know, but it's like fourth grade in here.
Jesus Christ, Stuart Scott's making eyes over there at male model Mike Tirico.
Now,
you know
this,
what?
Yeah, go
Sometimes
ahead.
If I'm watching TV and I squint real hard, my big toe looks like Mike Tirico.
Right.
So, like, that, I don't understand what they're saying. So, what do you think? Mike Tirico's first questions to Tom Brady were, so what's it like banging your hot wife while your other one's all knocked up? Huh? What do you say? What do you say? Tell me.
It's funny. He was talking about Danny Amendola. I'm talking about Mike Tirico.
Right.
He was talking about Danny Amendola and his injury, but he didn't quite get it right.
Brady time. Brady first down. Danny Amendola. Injury-filled start of the season with a concussion in the groin.
A concussion in the groin, John.
God, did he just call Danny Amendola a dickhead, Tom?
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's, does that mean impotent? He called Danny Amendola impotent. Concussion in the groin.
Remember a few weeks ago, I was bitching on the podcast because I had Danny Amendola in my fantasy leagues, and now he's going to have that mystery ailment that everybody on the Patriots gets and stays questionable all year. Well, there we now know what it is. It is concussion of the groin.
Brady time. Brady first down. Danny Amendola. Injury-filled start of the season with a concussion in the groin.
Yeah, he's impotent.
Oh, my God. You know, I check myself frequently, Tom, just to make sure I've got no concussions down there.
Yeah.
Concussion in the groin. What the? I'm serious.
Okay, so great game. By the way, I predicted the exact score. I predicted in the pigskin pick'em. I said the Panthers would win it 24-20. My Monday night score. How about that?
Fucking, you are fucking awesome.
How about that?
Hey, that's cool. What did I do for this game? Nothing. I don't think I predicted anything except that I knew the Panthers would win.
That's what you picked in the pigskin pick 'em.
Well, yeah, I know I picked the Panthers in the pigskin pick 'em, but really, if you really want to get what my picks are, I would recommend that you follow me on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour, and I will every Friday night or Saturday, depending on whether or not I've had too many drinks on Friday, will you tweet out my awesomely funny picks of the week.
Well, Bill Belichick was classic Bill Belichick after the game.
I love that.
And I mean, it was very awkward. It was bizarre because most of the time nobody was saying anything. He's standing there. He's got, you know, that straight line in his mouth. It's right. Just a straight line across, and he's just kind of looking back and forth, and it's like everybody's afraid to ask him anything. But finally, yeah. One guy asks him about the Panthers receivers and why they were causing New England problems, and this is what he said.
I mean, every team in the league has fast receivers. They have good receivers. We're going to see good receivers next week. We saw good receivers last week in Pittsburgh. I mean, there's good receivers every week.
There's good receivers every week, John.
Now we see what you have going on inside of his head when he's staring at everybody.
Go ahead, Poindexter. I dare you to ask another fucking question. Go ahead. Go ahead. What about you over there? Huh? What about you, you little faggot? Yeah, you never played football, did you? You never even seen a goddamn football till I showed it to you. You bastards should be lucky to even be in here. Don't even say a fucking word.
All right.
Inside the mind of Bill Belichick.
Right.
You know, inside the mind of his owner.
What the hell was that?
Okay, so your final word is you thought there should have been a pass interference call.
I thought there should have been a pass interference call. The rule is that, you know what? You can't touch them while the ball is in the air, and he did. All right, and they say that the pass is uncatchable. Look, man, Megatron can catch anything within the area of a two-car garage from a dead standstill.
Not if his momentum is carrying him backwards.
His momentum wasn't carrying him backwards. Luke Kuechly was. He had him picked up like he was carrying Grandma across the street.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care if. You know what? Here's the thing. If Patriots fans are crying because they feel cheated, tough shit.
Oh, yeah, really. Fuck y'all, man. I don't give a shit. I just want to see the referees stop screwing up football games. I really do. I'm sick and tired of it.
Fine. Let's move on to another one. Did the referee screw up the 49ers-Saints game?
Yes, they did.
Thank God we agree on this one.
Thank God. I mean, neither one of us even believe in that mythical thing. For all you Christians in the audience, we'd like to have your lawyers contact our lawyers. We'll be sure to take back.
I love what Ray Lewis says about this, because we're gonna.
Yeah, and he's right.
Ray Lewis has lots to say about this.
He's 100% right. You know,
he is.
Seriously, dude, they're just throwing flags because it looks like maybe there's contact. It's outrageous.
You know, and listening to the one I think it was Ahmad Brooks. Ahmad Brooks is the one who got flagged for tackling Drew Brees, and they claimed it says in the rules you're not allowed to touch the neck area.
What? Get the what is the neck area anyway? Is that like what the hell is? I just don't get it. You know, and the thing is these referees, like you see in that game last night, and you see in that game, and you see in so many other instances, they're throwing flags because they think they may have seen something because they're looking for it. So they see it everywhere, whether it happens or not. How many of y'all, show of hands that I'll never see? Do you always, you see the freaking flag for a hit to helmet that doesn't even come close? It doesn't even come close. But because it looks like a hard hit, they just take drives and they go, you know what, we're going to give you all 45 yards in penalties.
Mm-hmm.
What? 45 yards in penalties on three plays. Get the fucking yeah.
Well, here's Ray getting upset.
This is the most embarrassing call in the National Football League since the Tuck rule and Tom Brady. I'm serious. I've just never seen this type of insult to defenders. When you do your job, when you make the perfect play, if he takes the same hit, if he takes the same hit and hits a quarterback like Peyton Manning, who's 6'4", 6'5", he hits him in his chest area. Drew Brees is 6 foot or shorter. When you look at the hit, Amar Brooks took the hit and hit him exactly where he was supposed
to. Yeah, it's all his fault. Damn it, you're too short to play the game, Drew.
That's right. You must be this tall to play. They ought to have that little freaking thing when they come out of the tunnel.
Like you're getting on a roller coaster.
Right. Yeah. Some little NFL cartoon character. They ought to be this tall to play.
Drew Brees' neck slid down to that man's arm. You can't.
Wait, his neck slid down, John.
Tom, apparently what we have yet to find out is just how badass Drew Brees' neck is. This dude, he caused a flag for this. Drew Brees and his amazing neck.
And first of all, for that to be a flag is embarrassing. Let me tell you the second embarrassing thing. The second part that's embarrassing about this is for Drew Brees to say, I got hit so hard, I knew it had to be a flag.
Right.
This is the National Football League. I don't understand what that means. When you get hit like that from the blind side, it's supposed to hurt. But I tell you this, if they find this kid, if they go on record and they find this kid, Amar Brooks, I'm going to do something personally. I'm going to pay half, whatever his fine is.
He can't. That'll violate the 49ers salary cap, won't it? It will. They're not allowed to do that because they've said before when coaches say, well, I'll pay his fine, they can't do it because it will violate the salary cap.
Well, Ray Lewis can give him the money.
Well, I guess he could. I don't know. He's right, man. There's no freaking way that, for one thing, if his neck is sliding down, we read the rule in 5 weeks ago on the show, what the thing said, that even if you're in the air, you have got to alter the trajectory of your freaking gravitational pull to the earth. And it's ridiculous what they're expecting out of defenders.
Listen
it's,
to if they totally, find him, if they find
he's
this kid,
get fine, Ray.
If they find this kid, Trent, I'm gonna pay half of this kid's fine because of one reason. Defenders has to be respected as men before anything else.
Oh.
See, because sometimes we just look at the position and just say, oh, they're defenders. They're men. They have kids. They have families. You have to treat everybody fair and everybody the same in this game. And that man laid a clean hit, and that cost the San Francisco 49ers a complete football game yesterday and could cost them in the playoff.
And all their kids have the same name.
That's right. That's what, boy, he worked. He played for the 49ers. He has kids. 49er leader. He got 49er nothing over there. He got 49er noir. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. He's got four kids named Francisco.
But here he gets upset because of the call about the neck.
When you talk about a defensive end or how you come around the corner, it's the perfect play. It's textbook in the fourth quarter in a big game. When you make that defining hit, that's the difference of good and great.
And it's a game-altering play that should go in the 49ers Niners' favor, instead goes in the New Orleans Saints' favor.
Because rules.
It changes the entire game.
Because of rules we've never heard. For the first time, I heard a referee say last night, personal foul for getting hit in the neck. Are you freaking serious?
Right.
The neck is a part of the body.
I like Trent Dilfer coming in there. I got to make a comment. So, you know, that was a play that could have gone one way, but turned down went the other.
Are you freaking serious?
Fat head in there. I got to say something. God, look, he was all right one time and then turned around and looked over there. Good day, go.
The neck is a part of the body.
Right.
Oh, thank you. I know, because every time I try to touch him now on the side of the nose, it buzzes and my operation game is low.
That's what they need.
Yeah, that's what they need, right? You get anywhere close to anything above his shoulder pad level and there's an electrical field.
Yeah, we can get rid of the refs altogether that way.
I'll tell you what, I think that perhaps there's a marketing idea out there. You can definitely make garments that you can spin conductive thread into, and then you can, it'll be like a dog collar. You just put it around the quarterback's, shoulder, right? Around his shoulder pads. And if somebody's arm or hand or anything goes up, it shocks the living shit out of them. They can put it, the quarterback will be running around the field with like a bug light on his head.
Oh, man.
He'll look like some 50s alien. from some stupid movie.
Well, John, that play, that call, that flag weakened the NFL.
They're ruining the product.
Oh, the brand, John. The brand.
Yes. The brand.
You're not protecting Drew Brees from a concussion. You're protecting him from a cut lip. That's all you're protecting him for on that particular hit.
When you do things like this, seriously, when you do this, what you have to be careful with is the brand of your league. I don't care how many people you can get from the outside to look at the game and say, oh, why, whatever it is. When you do this, it's the brand of the game. Listen here, I played this game for 17 years.
Right.
17 years.
Yeah.
And I put in hard work. I mean hard
work.
Hard
work.
Things that you don't go through to get to a game. And to lose a game like that, the brand of what you stand for is weakened. Because you can't lose games like that.
And the quarterback has become the brand. It's become the league. But it doesn't mean you'd protect them this much.
reminds me of a Few Good Men when they took Jack Nicholson finally there at the end. They took him into custody and he said, all you did was weaken a country today.
That's all you've done out.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That's right, and Ray Lewis is giving it to you.
The truth is they're branding players, Tom, and we must put a stop to this!
That's some freaking, hemp smoker sitting there. God dang. First they're calling each other the N-word, now they're branding these boys. Look, man, I tell you what, it's one thing when you have got to deal with playing the other team. It's another thing when you've got to deal with playing against the refs. And that's not to say that the refs are necessarily biased, although when they're calling your goddamn left tackle a garbage ass and the most disrespectful motherfucker while he's walking up to the line to run a play, I say there's a pretty goddamn good chance of it. But I digress, Tom. The fact of the matter is these idiots just keep getting in the way of the game. It's so inconsistent. Inconsistent. Inconsistent.
I know.
It's killing me. It's freaking killing me, Tom.
Yep. We should just quit.
I don't know. We got 45 minutes to go.
No, let's just quit watching football. Quit the show. Really, aren't you done with it?
Football is becoming to the point where, yeah, it's getting it really. I doubt I'll ever stop watching it, so I'll be a bitch in saying that. But the fact of the matter is, it's not as much fun when these fucking guys step in at the end or step in the middle of a freaking game and throw a flag on a play that is just good, clean defense. And tack 15 yards on. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Those are the worst. When you see a great, great play get called for a flag.
Right. And it's not even a thing that was a great play 5 years ago before they changed the rules. It's just a good, hard hit. But they go, defenseless receiver.
I mean, that or even when you get called for interference. And I'm not, this has nothing to do with the Patriots-Panthers game. But how many times have you seen a guy going man-to-man with a receiver, and he just makes an amazing defensive play, looks up for the ball, knocks it away, and gets called for interference. And you're just sitting there scratching your head. And it's like, this guy's training his whole life to do this, and he does what he trained to do, and you penalize him for it.
Not only that, but the referee's been training too, and he still can't do it right. It used to be in the good old days. Back in the good old days when Tom and I both had to walk uphill both ways to and from school in the snow, referees would fuck up pass interference calls all the time. And it was the one call that we always scream about that, oh my God, how do you change a game on something like that? But that was the only one. Nowadays, you need to run a freaking 30-second drill and get down and score a touchdown to tie the game? Oh, okay. You're going to get aided by 30 yards in bullshit effing penalties because, that looked like he was a little bit defenseless and, your toe went and run a pro. You tripped him. Oh. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Anyway.
I can't handle it, Tom.
Somebody who was happy about the game, our old friend Dewan PTV.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was loving this.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
You, and for any of you who are scratching your head going, wait a minute, who is Dewan PTV? Well, he is. Yes, that big Saints fan.
Right. All right, yeah, Duan, he's our buddy. He doesn't know who we are, although people keep writing on his YouTube page that we love him. So you keep doing that. Everybody go to his YouTube page and write on his wall, the Bang Radio Hour loves this dude.
Oh, it's wonderful!
He's great.
He's great. He is. I do want to see more of his brother, though.
Yeah.
I got to see more of his brother, though.
But we love having him on the show.
I am very happy to be here.
And we're happy to have him. And here he is watching the end of the game, just the field goal. I wish he'd have been rolling when that penalty happened, but here he is watching the end of the game.
Not the Niners! All right, we're getting ready to kick the field goal, baby. We got 3 seconds left. Let's go. Let's see what we talk. Oh, yeah, Falcons, they totally suck today. What, 41-28? Just sucks city. Oh, man. Come on. Come on, Nina Hartley. Here we go. Let's see what we're talking about. Hike that ball. Let's get this money. Fucking right! Yeah! Dante Whitner, you are out of my head, baby! I've been thinking about you ever since that hit on Pierre Thomas. You are officially out of my head! You didn't win a Super Bowl that year! You didn't win a Super Bowl the next year!
Oh my God.
You are out of my head! Out of my...
Man, Dante Whitner was really in this guy's head, wasn't he?
I just think he's out of his fucking head, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Right.
He is out of his head.
Hey! 23-20, baby! Jim Harbaugh, a.k.a. Bob Saget, get out of my...
Oh, my God! Jim Bob Harbaugh, Saget. A.k.a. Bob Saget. That is great.
Bob Saget. For the record, man, of all the people on planet Earth, Bob Saget is one of the top five people I hate the most. I fucking hate Bob Saget.
That's great.
Dome, get out of my dome! Garrett Hartley! Woo! Y'all boys be good. Woo. Who that said they gonna beat them Saints? Not the Niners!
Not the Niners!
Ah, that's great, man. I didn't realize he would do every team. I just thought that was something he would do for the Falcons.
Oh.
This sounds like we're going to have to build a collection here.
Not the Niners! Not the Niners!
Jesus.
We need him to do a shout-out for the
yes,
show.
Yes, we do. Definitely.
The Bang Radio! Yeah, that would be awesome. All right, everybody. Pester the shit out of Duan until he does something for us.
Yeah, I want to hear him say the Bang Radio Hour in that high-pitched voice.
Yeah, that would be great. Although it's bad luck for the people he does that to. You know, my Super Bowl pick, among other things.
Right.
Which I'm wishing I could get out of.
Yeah. Too late, man. All right, let's go to break.
All right.
And when we come back, Dust Nado.
That is how the ball game is going to end, and there are no more unbeaten teams in the National Football League as the Denver Broncos knock the Chiefs from the ranks of the unbeaten with a final score of 27-17.
Well, Dick, you just know those 72 Dolphins are somewhere popping the champagne. All right, fellas, close in here. Close ranks. All right, who's going to be in the middle this year?
Kuchenberg in the middle.
Ah, hell, I'm getting in the middle.
Put Bonacani in there. He's the shortest.
Oh, hey, no way. I was pivot man last year.
Oh, for Pete's sake, fellas. I'll get it.
All right,
fellas, now gather around in here. Come on, get your hold of that right now. That's it. There you go. Little, open up your stance there. That's right. All right, now greasy. Aim it a little higher. That's right. Aim it a little higher. There you go. Oh, that was the back of my neck. Hey, Zonka, how you doing?
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
An unexpected event on Thanksgiving actually helped create the league's most famous cliche. The year was 1962. Vince Lombardi's Packers, who went on to become world champions, lost their only game of the season. The Detroit Lions sacked quarterback Bart Starr 11 times. It was dubbed the Thanksgiving Day Massacre. And afterward, Commissioner Pete Rozelle explained the result by simply saying, any team can win on any given Sunday.
Hey, this is Sean from Stone Sour, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
During that break, they just made an announcement. Plus, they put it up on the screen here for all to see to please clear the stadium seating area. The players are still on the field.
Well, and the fans are not, like, running for the exits here. They're all sitting around because I think the players are still on the field. Why are we being asked to move out of our seats?
And they're making another announcement now to please clear the seating area calmly and relocate. And this area then was elevated from a tornado watch to a tornado warning.
Due to the inclement weather, the game will be temporarily suspended.
What was it, 2 hours?
Oh, that was the Bears game. See, I thought they were asking people to please watch out up in Buffalo for falling fans.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was a different report.
John!
That's crazy, man. They knew that weather was coming. How often do you have
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me find it. Right. Let me find it here. It was at 12:19 p.m. You texted me. Bears game should be interesting. Tornado warnings in effect. NFL Network reporter can't stop looking at the sky during report. Front expected to come through coinciding with kickoff. So you told me about this.
Right.
At 12:19. So yes, they knew.
Right. Oh, dude, they knew this for hours up ahead of time. You don't very often get to see a weather pattern that's going to spawn tornadoes that you can have any warning from. And they knew this was coming. They knew it. So what the hell are you doing? The NFL just said, no, we shall continue.
Well, apparently, John, there was a high number of unusually big, strong dust NATOs as well as tornadoes. Now, these are comparable to tornadoes, but they're different. They're usually not as powerful. You know, they can be as small as a meter wide, but they can become 10 meters wide and 1,000 meters tall. And I guess there were some of those that were just huge dust NATOs. Now, these are not, it's like I said, it's like a tornado, but it's not associated with an actual storm.
Right. It's like that thing you see in the schoolyard where all the leaves start spinning.
Right. But it's there. And I guess sometimes they can be deadly.
It's a goddamn dust NATO.
Dust NATO.
Were there any sharks in it?
They're making another one of those stupid Sharknadoes.
Of course they will, man.
Oh my God.
Dude, people watch those stupid things all the time. The sky above the stadium right at kickoff. They sure could have freaking made a movie out of that. That looked like the apocalypse.
Oh, that was a great game. That Bears-Ravens game.
Yeah, it was not too bad. I'll tell you what, Josh McCown might be kicking around for a starting job next year. Is it Josh McCown or is it one of the other McCowns?
No, it's McCown.
Josh McCown?
Yeah.
All right. It might be Jacob McCown or, you know, one of the other Jonas McCown.
And then there's that Nick Foles guy is probably going to have a job in the NFL.
Dude, doesn't he look like the guy from 30 Rock that played the page? I can't remember his name.
A little bit.
He does. Every time I see him and they show him in the field, I'm always thinking he's like, oh, this will be a great pass. We're just starting to try to... I don't want to talk about him. That dude ran fucking... he ran... Read options. Nick Foles, who runs like a walrus, okay? As flumpy as a walrus. He ran slow motion read options that fooled everybody.
Are you freaking serious?
I'm freaking serious. He was, I mean, seriously, man. It was almost like he was laughing running down the field. And I use the term running very loosely. He was just kind of galumphing down the field until somebody figured out he's the one with the ball. Oh.
Well, John, he wasn't the problem here. Mike Shanahan will explain what the Redskins' problem was.
I hope so. You've got to score points. Obviously, disappointed that you don't get a touchdown, but we didn't get any points there. So you've got to make those plays. And we didn't make those plays, and you don't make those plays, you don't win.
Right, so you got to score points, and to score points, you got to make plays. If you don't make plays, you don't score the points, and if you don't score the points, you don't win. So there, it's all explained.
I saw a book on his desk, Tom. It's the Matt Millen style of freaking media talk.
What?
That's what he's doing. He's, you know, we got a plan here.
Hey.
That's right. Let me tell you how to talk to these guys, Mike. I know how to get them off your back. You know what? I could tell you exactly what's wrong with the Redskins in like 10 seconds. It's the defensive line. That's the whole freaking problem with the whole fucking team is the defensive goddamn line.
Yeah, you were talking about that last week. They wrote their diary, remember?
Right, and they did it again.
Yeah, and
they
it's called it insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result.
No, because this is just reeks of stupidity.
Well, that's insanity, you know? Yes.
Well, insanity is stupidity. Now we're going to get letters from the insane people. They're going to be calling you all kinds of names, if they even...
Nah, they're going to give us permission to rag on the insane people and make fun of insane people.
Maybe they already did. How do we know that those people that gave us, you know, permission to rag on Chinese Finnish people, you know, maybe he was insane.
I have no doubt, John.
Are there any people in the... Are there any Asian people in Finland? That would be interesting.
Well, here's London Fletcher talking about the NFC East.
The NFC East has been terrible this year. You look at it, and the leader, 10 games into the season, is 5-5. You know, you got two teams at 5-5 and two teams at 3-6. So, you know, NFC East hasn't been great. And for us, being 3-6, we still have a great chance to win this thing. Do I believe we're going to still win this division? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Obviously, that was before the game.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. This division is terrible. I believe it. I believe it. We're going to win it.
Now, on a different note here, this whole deal with the officials in your game and the stuff that Trent Williams said. Well, here, let me set this up before I play this clip, because this is not the first time there's been a situation with this particular. What is he? Is he umpire, ref, what?
He was the umpire, I believe.
Okay.
He's the guy behind the line of scrimmage back there with the quarterback. We're walking up to the line of scrimmage to play it down, and he calls – well, Trent Williams will tell you what he calls him. But this is – Mike Pereira wrote a column the other day that he had this same official in his office for the same problem. And, you know, this is the frickin' problem in a nutshell that we keep going back on over and over again. These guys are in the fucking way. They are part of the field. You have a rule book that is 12 feet tall when you lay it on its side, and one of the first pages says that the official is a part of the field. Do you ever see, Tom, do you ever see the fucking goalposts decide, you know, field goal, fuck these people, and move over 4 feet so that the ball doesn't go through? No. They are no different than the goalposts. They shouldn't be doing this shit. They should not be doing this shit. This guy needs to be publicly fired immediately. If he's doing anything like that to any player out there on the field anywhere, I don't give a shit if he's trying to say that he is, I'm trying to maintain order in the game. Bullshit. Fuck you. He's one of those Philadelphia refs with his goddamn Philadelphia accents, Tom, and he's wrecking the game. I have had it up to here.
Ray Lewis, what do you have to say about him?
The neck is a part of the body.
Right. Okay.
Right.
He's still on that. So,
are you freaking kidding me?
Are you freaking serious?
I got to give Ray Ray credit there, man. You hear that F drag out a little bit. He wanted to go too hard, but then he was good. He was very good.
So, all right.
I couldn't have done it.
So, here's what Trent Williams had to say.
What specific play were you talking about with the refs?
Just the whole game. You know, I'm not even talking about a specific call, but, you know, when you have a ref come up to you while you at the line about to run a play and call you, excuse my language, but a garbage.
What?
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, To me, you know, this is a players' league. I just don't think there's no room for that. For you had to take that from the team and the refs. You know, I think it's very unprofessional. And it sucks. You know, I don't know what else. I'm at a loss for words. You know, you never expect that as a player going into the game to have to, you know, beef with the refs also.
Garbage right. ass?
Garbage ass, disrespectful motherfucker.
What? Right? Did Trent Williams say something to him? I mean, he wouldn't just come out and say that. What, has he got Tourette's? I mean,
no, I don't know. Look, hey, man, this we're talking about a team now, all right, whose owner is hated, whose name is hated, who had a problem just a year ago with a freaking referee calling D'Angelo Hall a nigga without the He didn't emphasize the Tom. So, you know, I'm not calling bias, but the refereeing and the officials in this league, and they're out of freaking control. They're wrecking the competitive balance of the game.
Well, I also thought it was interesting that Trent Williams said, what, I got to take this from the team and the referee? Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell that is. I mean, maybe, because you know what? If anybody on the team, if like I said, let's say RG3 is in the freaking huddle and he has to turn around and look at anybody on the offensive line and call him a garbage ass, it's definitely right tackle Tyler Palumbus, who stinks. I mean, Jesus Christ, Tom. This guy stinks. Whenever we call it's a freaking pass play, instead of blocking, he goes, Miss Mary Mac, and the guy's past him. He tries to do the fucking patty cake with the dude. Anyway.
Well, I just, I couldn't help it. The first thing that popped into my mind was the whole Richie Incognito Jonathan Martindale in Miami. He's like, I got to take this from the team and the ref. What are they doing right, in their locker room?
They call him a garbage ass, apparently. Nah, I don't know. But you know what? I will tell you this. Last week on RG3's press conference, when they asked him about the Incognito thing, he immediately said no comment. And when they asked him about the Redskins locker room, he immediately said no comment.
Oh, just one other quick note on the NFC East. I love to point out the obvious bias against the Dallas Cowboys to everybody.
What, was their bye week was not good enough for you?
Oh, no. They were fine, sitting there relaxing, you know, getting ready to go 8-8 as usual. But you remember when Dez Bryant had his tirade on the sideline and everybody was, oh, my God, he's so horrible, blah, blah, blah. But that's everybody's right. Just got no problem at all with Andre Johnson screaming at his quarterback on the sideline and criticizing him.
You got to understand the differences here, Tom. For one, Tony Romo is a man. He is a man's man. How many boys do you know could be the starting quarterback of the goddamn Dallas Cowboys with a name like Romo? I mean, goddamn. Even I want to call him homo. But hey, Matt Schaub ain't nothing but a goddamn mop handle. That's all he is. He's a mop handle. People ought to grab him and just swab him around the floor. And they do.
Right.
That's all I got to say about that.
Back to Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito. Right.
Which disappeared pretty quick, didn't it?
Well, you know, we got to go find out everybody's opinion on this. First off, Jonathan Martin was right there on the sideline for the Stanford-USC game.
Oh, I guess he was the monitor.
I guess he didn't.
No using the N-word.
He must have brought him bad luck.
Fellow's been in the news a lot. That's Jonathan Martin, who left the Miami Dolphins. Underwent about a seven-hour interview back in the East. Stanford graduate, first-round draft choice. Watching his alma mater with a third down and one. Used to block for Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he did. He used to block for Andrew Luck at Stanford. And Stanford, what, they got beat, right, by USC?
They did. They did.
Yeah.
USC won a big game.
Well, anyway, so guess who they had to seek out and ask about this whole thing? Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah, of course, because he was tied to both of those schools.
Right. Well, he was asked about the NFL locker room.
When you've heard the stories that have come out, does it make you think about any part of the culture of the NFL where you think, well, yeah, maybe that is part of the locker room mentality?
It is part of the locker room.
What happens in the locker room?
Those type of things. There's a lot of guys getting picked on. Some handle it well. Some don't handle it as well. I'm not saying it's right. And from a locker room sense or from a team sense, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. Let it be.
That's right. That's just exactly. You don't understand it, and you're not going to be able to change it because you have to understand the types of personalities that are in there. Okay? They've got to unwind somehow. The pressure you people put on them in the first place is unbelievable.
They're a bunch of big kids.
Right, they are. They're a bunch of big kids playing a big kids game. But honestly, I've said this a dozen times. There are 70, considering coaches and everybody. Alpha freaking males. Alpha right. fucking males. There's no subservient assholes in this. They're all. And they are all completely focused on one thing. They are all pumped out of their brains. They have got to let loose. They are violent for a living. And then they've got to walk a minefield every time they get a microphone in their face.
I know. It's unbelievable. Right?
Because you got to let them blow off steam somehow. And if they close that freaking door and mess with each other, let them. Jonathan Martin could turn around and belt Richie Incognito in his goddamn baby face. Doesn't he look like he's about 5 years old?
I know, right?
He does.
I know. When
I like
you
the collage
him,
last week. I put him on Fred Flintstone's body.
Oh, that would. Well, see, I was just thinking when you see him stomping around without his shirt in that bar, and his fists are going up and down. All I can picture is I was thinking of the Flintstones, but I was thinking of Bam Bam.
Right. He's yelling at who wants a piece. What he's really saying is, I want that licorice, Mom. You can't make me go home without it. He's that asshole kid hanging from his mom's arm in the store. I want the chocolate.
Yeah, he's that kid on the Bugs Bunny Easter episode. I want an Easter egg. I want an Easter egg. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, God, we are full of ourselves tonight.
Anyway, then they asked Favre, and this is my favorite part, his initial reaction when hearing this story.
My initial reaction was, you got to be kidding me.
God damn, come on.
Pro football, bullying, it's the toughest sport, most violent, not to mention your men. Yep. Some older than others. So it's not like a little 12-year-old on a playground. And I'm not defending or right. condone. All I'm saying is
it just
my
is.
Initial reaction was a grown man who's 320 pounds is getting bullied.
You don't think it's possible?
I never thought I would see it. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I don't know. I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention. But my initial reaction was, you have got to be kidding me.
I love it.
You got to be kidding me. God damn, what the fuck? It's the same as what Ray Lewis said. I never thought I'd hear the day when I heard them say bullying in the locker room. It boggles the mind, you know?
It does.
It boggles the mind.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm more convinced. You know, what did they say? That Jonathan Martin went to New York and sat with the findings committee.
7 hours.
For 6 hours.
7 hours.
Seven hours. I have to think, dude, that was 7 hours of this guy looking at him in the face going, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you freaking serious?
Are you what? What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What? Exactly. That's the committee that he's talking to. Seven hours of that. You know what? I got to apologize. My language is horrible tonight.
hey, real quick here, before we get to this last story that has nothing to do. Well, it could have something to do with football. But anyway, I just want to play this clip of Michael Irvin. He's talking about fixing the New York Jets.
You get Santonio Holmes on offense. You get Ed Reed on defense to try to break this so-called spell that lingers over them.
The smell.
The smell, John.
The smell.
You get Santonio Holmes on offense. You get Ed Reed on defense to try to break this so-called smell that lingers over them.
Smell.
It's a so-called smell.
Oh, that's great.
You got to break the smell, Tom. It's not a... Did somebody have to cast a smell first before you can break the smell?
Smell, 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 smell.
I can't stop.
Well, try some deodorant, Tom. There's a smell on you.
Smell.
Oh, it's like Judge Smell.
Smell.
Judge Smales from
Judge Smales.
From Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
How about a fresca?
How about a fresca?
How about a fresca?
Snail.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Smail. Smail.
I quit. I'm done. I can't do anymore.
Oh, goddammit, that's absolutely retarded. We went straight from Caddyshack.
I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. Felt I owed it to them.
Smail.
Oh, Porter!
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir, Judge!
Yes, sir!
Look at the wax buildup on those shoes! This is fine leather. I want that wax stripped off there. I want them cream and buff with a fine chamois. And I want them now. Chop, chop!
Chop, chop. That's Rex Ryan talking about his shoes. He's got to have something special for his feet.
Smail, smail, smail.
All right. All right.
Oh, fucking heck. That's just ridiculous.
You know what? I gotta save this story another week.
We gotta do it again. That's all right. We'll run out of time somewhere along the way.
I gotta save this story another week. It's too cut because we're gonna this thing. When we start talking about this story, anyway, I'm just not even gonna say anymore. You'll just have to tune in next week. All right.
Yep. That's right. Tune in next week. Same bang time. Same bang channel.
All right. Let's get on to email here.
All right, let's and see what I Facebook got here in the old mailbag.
I got some stuff again.
All right,
people,
well,
people
here,
want
we got
some
one
voices.
From Dallas Ace.
Oh God, Dallas Ace with his three different friggin' pick'em teams.
Hey, Dallas Ace has an awesome bedroom down in the basement, man. His mom doesn't even bother with opening the door. He's got it all to himself. It's just like living on his own.
I don't even want to know why you know that.
Well, you know, I keep tabs on these things. Dallas Ace says,
"Yeah."
You got Stuart Scott excited.
Yeah.
All right, Dallas A says, NFL fact of week 11, the divisions were set up the way they were before the 2002 season. The 6-4 Cardinals would be the current leaders of the NFC East. Seriously, pulling something out of your ass there. That's just kind of, you know, it really. Tom, I don't want to say anything about that statistic, but it kind of smiled.
Smail.
Try again next week. Dallas Ace.
Smail.
Hey, Lauren Casuto says to ask Tim Tebow's father what he thinks of the Broncos' success.
Well, let me tell you something. As long as my nephew is not playing anymore in the NFL or in Canada, or in Tokyo, or any other place that they might play this fine sport, I can't think of anybody better than my second cousin's brother's nephew, Peyton Manning. Who do you think gave him that big giant brain, huh? Huh? Who do you think gave him that big brain?
Hold on to that feeling.
There you go.
There you go.
People, hey. Peyton's gonna...
Oh...
Believe in, hey, you know something? I gotta tell you something, Tom. If you really want a good time, try some of that Peyton Manning weed I created. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, man.
By the way, now that I've got the pulpit, Timmy, this is your uncle speaking. Your career's over. You can get laid.
Well, here's what I'll tell you about Tim Tebow. When he's done, if he's done playing, okay.
He's done.
Because I saw a thing that said, sign Tim Tebow and we'll come to the games. Was that in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, that was a newspaper ad taken out by fans in Jacksonville.
Sign Tim Tebow and we'll come to the games. But if he doesn't, if they don't, and he's not playing anywhere, and he's not on a team in the spring.
Who pays him?
I think he's going to have a job on a coaching staff.
Oh, yeah? With who?
Ohio State.
Really?
What?
I guess so. Urban Meyer does like his bunghole.
That's Urban Meyer's boy, man. Are you kidding?
Hell yeah. Boy, that'll help your quarterbacks.
He'll bring them in there.
<hard deeds. laughs>
All right.
Hey, you know what? That game this week was 60-37, 60-35.
Yeah.
Was closer than that score indicated.
Okay. Well, if you feel, I'm glad you sleep well at night over that.
All right. Showstalker Josh Wells says, hey, guys, living in Connecticut and not being a fan of any of the New York or New England teams, you are right in the middle of so many loud rivalries. As much as they can't stand one another, I can't stand any of them. I know not every fan of these teams is super entitled, loud, and have very little humility when they lose, but the high percentage are. No, Josh, I think you're right. All of them are. They suck. I hate them, too. Rightly so. Most of them have championships, with one of them defeating my Panthers. So this is a guy that lives in Connecticut and likes the Panthers and hates everybody that's around him. Boy, I bet you got a lot of friends. All right, my Panthers spanked Tom Dooley's team earlier this season, and now they beat the Pats, which I am so proud of for doing. It won't shut Pats fans up because all I hear this week is about them crying about the refs, which is okay because it's music to my ear. Go Panthers. And it's true. Josh has been on the Panthers for a long time. So
I think it's great.
Just for him. Yeah, what the hell? Fuck them. You know how I feel about it. 31 teams in the NFL suck.
Exactly. I think the Panthers look great, man. That defense looks great. Cam Newton is really coming into his own. Steve Smith, dude, that battle between Steve Smith and Aqib Talib all night was the best. That's what had me so into that game. Steve Smith was punking his ass all night.
Steve Smith, Hall of Fame?
I think he's got the numbers for it.
I think he's got the numbers for it. I think he's got the attitude. I think he shows up in the biggest of situations.
I think
that
he's
when
great.
People do challenge him, he steps up and does exactly what he did last night, which is kick their fucking ass.
He is a fire plug, man. He is. I would love to have him in Dallas. I think he's he is the epitome of a football player.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, because he's on offense, they'll let him play football.
Right. Exactly. All right. Roman wants to ask Ray Lewis what he thinks as a man of Monday night's game ending.
I think it was an absolute travesty. It was a travesty. These men are men. If they gonna say it can't be catch the ball, they got to be able to have the chance to try to prove that as men. Look, Hernandez, I was thinking about my cellmate from my buddy back in the day. But, you know, when Gronkowski say he is trying to go to get the ball and Luke Kuechly is all over him, pushing him around like that, that is how men decide a man's game. Next question.
All right, and finally, Marcus wants more rhymes from Big Ben, and so do I.
Oh, all right, hang on, let me see if I can get that. I have to find out how to put that voice on. That's one I have to kind of fit myself into. So, there we go. Welcome to Big Ben's Nursery Rhymes, by me, Ben Roethlisberger. Twinkle, twinkle, a little star, how I wonder what you are. As I lay flat on my back, a victim of another sack. You float around my head like dust. I wonder if I've been concussed. I try to feel my fingers and toes, but I can't see past my potato nose. My offensive line, it totally sucks. Protect me, you fools. I'm worth the big bucks. But do they listen or do they care? They leave me back there with nary a prayer. But I know who is truly at fault. I know why I am under constant assault. It's Todd Haley, that big fucking dick. I'd like to bash his head in with a giant-sized brick. I would mash him and smash him and kick his ass three sizes bigger. And I'll get away with it, too, as long as I don't call him a nigger.
I wrote that in about 12 minutes tonight. I told my wife to shut up and get the dog out of here.
That is great. All right, you got anything else?
No, I think I'm going out on that one. Thank y'all. Y'all have been great.
That is a great way to end the show right there.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
Statistically, I am doing fine. My wide receiver is number one in the league in yardage.
All right.
Next week is Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Do we? Well, we okay. Are we going to do a show?
Yeah, we'll do a show.
Hot damn! How about that, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to do a show.
Yeah, we're going to do a show.
All right.
Yeah, because I want to do. I don't want to miss because things are going to get tricky around the other holidays because Christmas is on a Wednesday.
Oh,
so we normally record on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sometimes we move it to Wednesday, but that's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What I'm thinking is that. We'll just do one maybe that weekend. So instead of, you know, it'll be like we'll have one in 8 days or 9 days and then one in 10 days or something like that. I don't know.
We will figure it out.
Yeah. All right, we'll put up a best of whatever, you know, but that's gonna be hard to do one that week for sure. And then the next week it's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So right. It's like, you know.
Boy, we got to think of something to make fun of on New Year's Eve, too. We got no dick. But that sounded gay as fuck. Hey, you know what?
What?
I completely lost my train of thought there. I got to thinking about dick, and oh, damn, that sounded gay as fuck.
Well, I hope everybody got out and voted for us. The voting is now over for the podcast awards.
Right, that's what I was thinking about.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, man, it'll be awesome to win, and even if we don't win, it'll be awesome to know that people did get out and vote, because a lot of people did get out and vote, and my mother voted every day, so way to go, Mom. That was pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah, so, and I think she wrote in the box every day, "I am the mother of that podcaster, and he's a very nice boy." Actually, my mother would. She'd never write.
Yeah, I figure if our listeners, you know, went and voted for us, then great. And if we got enough, then we'll win. And if not, oh, well, I don't care. We'll be back next week to do the show.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
British summer can be as unpredictable as the weather. Footwear dilemma. Introducing convertible wellies. One minute they're Wellington boots, the next flip-flops.
Ooh, slightly embarrassing. Convertible wellies? Will never happen. However, with a new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the summer essentials you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more. BP. Every day. Brighter.